American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Tactics. Tactics. Task. Task. Setting. Setting. Patterns. Patterns. Feasible. Feasible. Contrary to. Contrary to. In essence. In essence. In opposition to. In opposition to.
Listen to a paragraph about military tactics. Don't repeat.
We've learned that the strategy of warfare is formulated before battle actually begins. Military tactics, on the other hand, are the methods used to put these plans into action. Tactics are influenced by national policy, economics, the commander's task or mission, the forces and weapons available to him, and the strength and arrangement of enemy forces. Tactics are also influenced by the setting of the battlefield, the time and place, the physical conditions of the terrain, and the weather. The choice of tactics is critical because even superior strategy can be canceled by tactical error. Drawing on the experience of centuries of warfare, military scholars have recognized certain patterns of effective strategic and tactical principles. Because many of these principles are timeless, they are as feasible in modern warfare as they were in ancient conflicts. There are several theories concerning these principles. Some military experts believe that the strict application of these principles is absolutely essential to the conduct of war. Contrary to this idea is the theory that warfare, in essence, is a changing art, and that there can be no set rules. In fact, great battles have been won using tactics in direct opposition to established principles.
Look at Figure 2. Read the words and phrases. Write the number of the sentence you hear next to the word or phrase which will complete it. Number 1.
The methods used to put military strategy into action are.
Number 2.
The time, place, conditions of terrain, and the weather during a war refer to.
Number 3.
By studying centuries of warfare, military scholars have recognized.
Number 4.
Because many principles of military strategy and tactics are timeless.
Number 5.
Great battles have been won using tactics.
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is number 3. Repeat. By studying centuries of warfare, military scholars have recognized patterns of effective strategic and tactical principles. Letter B is number 5. Repeat. Great battles have been won using tactics in direct opposition to established principles. Letter C is number 1. Repeat. The methods used to put military strategy into action are tactics. Letter D is number 2. Repeat. The time, place, conditions of terrain, and the weather during a war refer to the setting of the battlefield. Letter E is number 4. Repeat. Because many principles of military strategy and tactics are timeless, they are still feasible in modern warfare.
Now look at Figure 3. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs. Then repeat them.
Conventional. Conventional. Counter. Counter. Mobility. Mobility. Global. Global. Priority. Priority. Proportion. Proportion. Ratio. Ratio.
Now listen to this paragraph about military tactics. Don't repeat.
Modern conventional warfare has become very complex. Attacks and counterattacks can be launched with great speed. Advances in transportation have led to greater mobility of men and equipment. In addition, the threat of global nuclear war has led to more emphasis on the prevention of war. All of these factors have caused both tactics and strategy to undergo major changes, leading most experts to agree that a military commander's top priority should be to exercise superior judgment and to be flexible, using established principles only as guidelines to be applied according to each situation. In addition, a military commander must never forget the importance of knowing how to deal with his forces. Understanding human factors, such as the will or determination to fight, can be the difference between success or defeat. Napoleon expressed this concept as a proportion. He stated, "In war, the ratio of the human to the physical is as 3 to 2.
Look at Figure 4. Read the words or phrases. Write the number of the sentence you hear next to the word or phrase which will complete it. Number 1.
One example of the complexity of modern warfare is that.
Number 2.
Advances in transportation have led to.
Number 3.
More emphasis on the prevention of war has occurred because of.
Number 4.
To exercise superior judgment and to be flexible should be.
Number 5.
Napoleon expressed his concept of the human factor in war by saying that
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is number 4. Repeat. To exercise superior judgment and to be flexible should be a military commander's top priority. Letter B is number 2. Repeat. Advances in transportation have led to greater mobility of men and equipment. Letter C is number 5. Repeat. Napoleon expressed his concept of the human factor in war by saying that the ratio of the human to the physical is as 3 to 2. Letter D is number 1. Repeat. One example of the complexity of modern warfare is that attacks and counterattacks can be launched with great speed. Letter E is number 3. Repeat. More emphasis on the prevention of war has occurred because of the threat of global nuclear war.
Look at figure 5. Listen to some sentences containing examples of adjectives made from other words by adding suffixes. Then repeat the sentences. Number 1.
Repeat. John is allergic to animal fur. Furry animals make him sneeze.
Number 2.
Repeat. Anne cleans her apartment once a week. It's a weekly job she dreads.
Number 3.
Repeat. Alice uses great care when she babysits. She's a careful babysitter.
Number 4.
Repeat. David doesn't have any hope of passing the test. He thinks it's hopeless.
Number 5.
Repeat. Ted and Mary treat adults with courtesy. They're courteous children.
Number 6.
Repeat. Mary spent her vacation in Ireland last summer. She bought some beautiful Irish crystal.
Number 7.
Repeat. John is very professional when he conducts business. He's very businesslike.
Number 8.
Repeat. It's not the custom of most banks to loan money to minors. It's not a customary practice.
Now look at figure 6. Look at the example. Listen. The dark sky looks like a storm is coming. The answer is stormy. The sky looks stormy. Listen to a sentence. Complete the sentence in your book by writing the correct form of the word in the blank. Use the suffix at the end of the sentence. Number 1.
Laura attends exercise classes every day.
Number 2.
The highway is covered with ice.
Number 3.
Bob always gives me help when I need it.
Number 4.
Jack works for hours and never tires.
Number 5.
There are hazards in working with chemicals.
Number 6.
The chemistry book was easy to read.
Now let's check your answers. Then at the end of this tape, check the answer page for correct spelling. Number 1.
Laura attends daily exercise classes.
Number 2.
It's dangerous to drive on an icy highway.
Number 3.
He's a very helpful person.
Number 4.
He's a tireless worker.
Number 5.
Working with chemicals can be hazardous.
Number 6.
The chemistry book was readable.
Look at Figure 7. Listen to the sentences. Note the agreement of subject and verb. Then repeat them. Number 1.
Repeat. Either Wednesday or Thursday is a good day for the meeting.
Number 2.
Repeat. There's a good movie showing tonight.
Number 3.
Repeat. Everybody is coming to the party Saturday.
Number 4.
Repeat. Physics is impossible for me to comprehend.
Number 5.
Repeat. Cheese and crackers is my favorite snack.
Number 6.
Repeat. There are too many stars in the sky to count.
Number 7.
Repeat. $50 is too much to pay for lunch.
Number 8.
Repeat. The news about the flood is not good.
Number 9.
Repeat. Nothing is going to make me change my mind.
Number 10.
Repeat. There are 5 new teachers. Each receives 2 weeks of training.
Number 11. Repeat. I planted lots of flowers last spring. All of them were blooming last weekend. Number 12.
Repeat. Some have responded to the invitation.
Look at Figure 8. Complete the sentences with the correct singular or plural form of the verb you hear. All the verbs will be in the present tense. Look at the example. Listen. Have. Repeat. Either Sally or Ann has a new car. Now listen for the verbs and write the correct form in Figure 8. Number 1.
Seem.
Number 2.
Want.
Number 3.
Become.
Number 4.
Be.
Number 5.
Taste.
Number 6.
Be.
Number 7.
Sound.
Number 8.
Receive.
Number 9.
Grow.
Number 10.
Feel.
Number 11.
Be.
Number 12.
Look.
Look at the answer page at the end of this tape to check your answers. This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 30. Thank you.